I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The only thing missing was the champagne as the departing crew of the International Space Station handed over formal control to a new crew this week. The old crew is scheduled to leave the space station later today for the trip back to Earth. News about the space station has been overshadowed by success of the Mars rovers, controversy over the future of the Hubble Space Telescope, and the president's speech about returning to the moon. Here to bring us up to date on just what's happening in the orbiting laboratory is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, and a regular Thursday day-to-day contributor. And Ira, has much changed since we last looked in on the space station?
Well, most of the excitement about the space station has to do with keeping it operating. And the last excitement has to do with the gyroscopes. There are four gyroscopes normally on the space station. One of them is not working and is not repairable. Another one has faulty electronics that sort of tripped the circuit breaker, shutting the second one down. And now the station operates just fine with two gyros, but it is possible to repair that third one. So they're going to go out and take a spacewalk and repair that faulty one.
Now, whatever happened to that mysterious air leak that baffled astronauts?
It turns out there is a U-shaped flexible hose that helps vent the window to the outside. And the problem is, when an astronaut stands or actually floats in space by the window, now you want to hold on to something. So there's this little U-shaped hose, and I kept holding on to this hose as they're looking out, and it's not designed to be held on to. So over constant wear and tear, the hose opened up a tiny little gap, which leaked so slowly that it took weeks to find out, but they found it and they fixed it.
Now, what will the two new astronauts be doing?
Well, mostly they're going to be doing what the other crew did, and that was keep the station operating. They'll be the ones that go outside and fix that faulty gyro. They're also going to install some hardware like antennas, laser reflectors, a TV camera that will allow a future cargo ship from the European Space Administration to dock with the station. Remember, since the space shuttle has been grounded, all traffic to and from the space station has relied on Russian spaceships. And it's costing them a lot of money, especially for the strapped Russians. So if they can get any kind of help, they'll welcome it.
Now, I thought they were getting help from rich millionaires who wanted to go up into space with them.
Well, that's true. You know, it's exactly 3 years ago yesterday that Dennis Tito became the first space tourist when he spent $20 million for the privilege. There's this private company called Space Adventures, and that, you know, is already booking flights, future flights to the space station. There's one scheduled for next year. And, you know, Russia wants to extend the stay of the crews from the normal six-month mission period to 1 year. So that will allow for more, space tourists, cash-carrying space tourists to go on board. They've asked NASA for permission. NASA said, we'll get back to you on that. They haven't really given an answer, but I don't think they're very, you know, eager about that idea.
Well, aside from hosting rich millionaires who don't know what else to do with their money, what exactly happens on the space station?
Well, you know, it's sort of in a hold mood. The space station really has never fulfilled the dreams of most scientists to be this great orbiting laboratory. It never produced snazzy, jaw-dropping pictures of distant worlds like the Hubble Space Telescope does. And now the president is saying, let's fulfill our international commitment to get it done, and let's move on to the moon and Mars. And so it sort of feels like the space station is already yesterday's mission.
Thanks a lot, Ira.
You're welcome.
Ira Flatow is host of NPR's Science Friday. This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.